You really will have a lot of fun and then a good feeling, too, that you the money that you give towards this is going to go to a really good cause at the food shelf.
Yep. Free will offering. So yes, come yes, what you, yes. you know what you want to give. Like Pat said, all proceeds collected are given to the Stevens County Food Shelf. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's a major thing that we need to mm-hmm. keep going here in Stevens County. It's a huge need. A lot of families do rely on that. And just to get them through.
Well, I've done it before, not here in Stevens County, but I lived in Montevideo for a couple of years before I moved up here. And when I first got hired on, it was like 3 weeks, almost a month before I got our first paycheck. Mm-hmm. I had to go to the food shelf there, and no questions asked. They were like, hey, you need help? We're here for you.
And ours is so well run.
Yeah.
They have a lot of product that they can get, quality product. And it's just great for the block party to really support that. And it's really kind of... I don't know, it's giving back, but it's about, you know, when you bring that check over, yeah. I mean, they're very grateful.
Oh, absolutely. No. Also want to mention, if you can't come, and I can't imagine why you
I don't know why you wouldn't.
I don't either.
If you're driving right now, you're going to
put,
yes, you can put
crazy
this on your, yes.
to even say this, but, you know, you can send a check to Box 97, Donnelly, Minnesota, and that's 56235, and that will also go to the food shelf, but, you know, it's so fun. The people come, they have a chance to gather and visit a little bit, have something good to eat, and, you know, what better thing could you do on a Thursday night in July?
Absolutely. It's volunteers, they do all the work behind the scenes, you know, grilling, and that's work. You know,
it's making those beans.
And the beans.
Yes,
you gotta churn, you gotta mix the beans. And make sure
and they've got added things besides love. I mean, they have something in those beans that will just knock your socks
I think it's
off.
A little bit of bacon maybe in there.
Oh, yeah, a little bit
and then,
of a little bit of
oh,
onion.
Wow, what's that? Oh, yeah,
sauteed,
maple, a little brown sugar.
Sauteed,
yeah.
Yep.
So,
oh,
yeah,
man.
I mean, just, come for the beans itself. You don't have to have a hot dog or a brat.
Geez, you've been around the block,
yeah.
Haven't you?
Right. Well, literally. I've been at the block party.
Yeah, that's right. That's cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so it's benefiting the food shelf. It's the food shelf fundraiser. It's 14 years you guys have been doing this.
Yes,
and
yep.
Now, has it gotten exponentially bigger and more people showing up every year? Or?
You know, I think we've kind of stabilized. Mm-hmm. You know, there's usually over 100 people. And for a small town, you know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So we'd sure encourage more people to come because you will have a good time.
No, and I think the weather, as you were saying, Mike, is probably going to be pretty bearable.
Yeah, low 70s, yeah. Sunny. The chance of rain is very nil. And yeah. Most of the rain's Wednesday. But I tell you what, it's going to be a great day to take a little car ride.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, we really thank our sponsors for helping us out and making this possible and so that everything can go to the food shelf.
All right, that is very neat. It's the 14th annual Donnelly Community Block Party happening this Thursday, the 17th, from 5 to 7 p.m. We'll be at St. John's Church in Donnelly. Free will donation. You can come and give whatever you can to help support the food shelf and invite your neighbors and your kids, and there's going to be something for everybody.
Yes.
So I think it sounds like a very, very fun time. Is there anything else you guys would like to add here or mm-hmm. anything else?
Just see you there, right, Mike?
Yeah, see you there, and put this on your summer bucket list. This is just kind of a nice little evening, and if you just have an hour to spend, come have a nice little meal, meet some people, and enjoy.
Yeah. Enjoy the conversation. We don't do enough of that, Mike.
No, we don't.
Together and visiting.
That's right.
Well, thanks. Pat Smith, Mike Seahawk, talking about the Donnelly 14th Annual Block Party, again happening this Thursday, the 17th, 5 to 7 p.m. at St. John's Church in Donnelly. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Yes,
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Murphy.
Thank you for having us in.